presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. In him the sin is found, we stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire, with splendor he is crowned. How awesome is the sight, a radiant King of light. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving.
Good morning. It's great to be with you. We've just been listening to Ella Jones, the great Welsh singer, singing Be Still, and that was from the Songs of Praise album. And the Songs of Praise is on TV each Sunday at about 11:30, and it's really great. Today, the weather, a morning shower, then sunny, 18 degrees. So that's not too bad. Monday, 19, partly cloudy. Tuesday, 21 and sunny. Wednesday, 22, a few showers and wind easing. And thank you to Bruce and Doug for the 7 to 8 a.m. slot this morning. We've now got Abide With Me from recording the Melbourne Town Hall from the album Our Favourite Hymns, Volume 2.
Thank you.
It's now time for our prayer psalm, and it's Psalm 65, read by Hugh Elphinstone.
Our God, you deserve praise in Zion, where we keep our promises to you. Everyone will come to you because you answer prayer. Our terrible sins get us down, but you forgive us. You bless your chosen ones, and you invite them to live near you in your temple. We will enjoy your house, the sacred temple. Our God, you save us, and your fearsome deeds answer our prayers for justice. You give hope to people everywhere on earth, even those across the sea. You are strong, and your mighty power put the mountains in place. You silence the roaring waves and the noisy shouts of the nations. People far away marvel at your fearsome deeds, and all who live under the sun celebrate and sing because of you. You take care of the earth and send rain to help the soil grow all kinds of crops. Your rivers never run dry, and you prepare the earth to produce much grain. You water all of its fields and level the lumpy ground. You send showers of rain to soften the soil and help the plants sprout. Wherever your footsteps touch the earth, a rich harvest is gathered. Desert pastures blossom, and mountains celebrate. Meadows are filled with sheep and goats. Valleys overflow with grain and echo with joyful songs.
Praise the wonders of your mighty love.
Our Favourite Hymns Volume 2, that was Shout to the Lord, that was recorded in the Melbourne Town Hall, and we had the Penderice Male Choir with Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Coming up at 9:15, our story today, Our Christian Has Made a Difference, is the great racing car driver Ayrton Senna. So buckle up your seatbelts and get ready for that.
Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God.
Chris Tomlin with How Great Is Our God, and that's one of the really popular modern worship songs of God, and I just love to hear that and to worship God as I listen to it. In 2 weeks' time, there's going to be a great organ recital. And I know a lot of our listeners love organ music. And at St. Joseph's Church down in Chelsea there, 362 Station Street, Ian Godsall is going to give a concert on Sunday, 23rd of September. That's in 2 weeks' time at 3 p.m. And it's the spring concert of the Gerald Fitzpatrick pipe organ. This is a famous pipe organ that was originally installed in the Presbyterian Church in Kew in 1906. It's now at St. Joseph's. And the priest there, Father Gregory Pritchard, has asked us to let you all know about it. So 2 weeks' time at 3 o'clock at St. Joseph's Church in Chelsea, there's going to be a mighty, mighty organ recital.
The best variety on your radio, 88.3 Southern FM.
Songs that praise, songs that heal, songs that save,
songs of hope. 7 to 9 a.m. each Sunday on Southern FM 88.3.
Songs that praise, songs that heal, songs that save.
No one like you, Lord. My Father, no one in all the world like you, my God. There's no one like you, Lord. My Savior, my friend, no one in all Father. Your loving power is astounding. Your wisdom, your ways beyond compare. Humble, pure, full of joy, I'm in awe, compelled to bow my knees. There's no one like you, Lord, my Father. No one in all the world like you, my God. There's no one like you, Lord, my Savior, my friend, no one in all the world like you, my Father. Your loving power is astounding. Your wisdom, your ways beyond compare. Humble, pure, full of joy, so secure, I'm in awe, compelled to bow my knees. There's no one like you, Lord, my Father. No one in all God. There's no one like you, Lord, my Savior and friend, no one in all the world like you, no one in all the world like you, there's no one in all the world like you, my Father.
That was Mike Sims with There's No One Like You, Lord. It's now time for our spotlight. And our spotlight today is on Anna Maria La Spina. She's an Aussie. She's got a great, great voice. And she was born in Brisbane in 1974. Now, her vocal gifts were noticed at an early age, and by 13, her rich and soulful voice was emerging. She played her first live show at an Italian cabaret at 17. She won the popular TV show Star Search, and then she joined Savage Garden, which is a famous group, and she became a backing singer with them, and they've sold 25 million albums over the last years, and she sings alongside Hayes, and their smash hit was Truly, Madly, Deeply. She does a fair bit of solo work now, and also sings with her brother. She's performed in front of tens of thousands, and today she's going to sing for us Glory to God.
The greatest king above all kings, the Lord of lords and Prince of Peace. You take away our shame and all our pain. You heal the brokenhearted, then you fill us so completely with your love. Oh. The cry of my heart is you, Lord. The cry of my heart. You, the Holy One, the God who reigns.
Anna Maria La Spina, and she's an Aussie, and you can buy that in ABC shops. It's on an album called Songs of Faith and Inspiration, and wow, that really praises God, which is really beautiful to hear. Now, coming up now, we've got Nick Flynn singing The Peace of God, and we played this one 2 weeks ago, and it's got a great reception, and here it is again, Nick Flynn with The Peace of God.
Do not be anxious about anything at all, but just remember on whom you can call. With a heart of thanks, offer up your prayers and all your requests to our God who really cares. With the Lord in place at the center of your heart, worry is displaced and your fears will depart. The peace of God far better than we can understand will guide your heart and mind like a strong, gentle hand. About anything at all, but just remember on whom you can call. With a heart of thanks, offer up your prayers and all your requests to our God who really cares.
Sky thick, Jesus, you are. we're trying to build a highway to the sky. All my hopes would come tumbling down, and I never knew just why. Until today, when you pulled away the clouds that hung like curtains on my eyes. I've been blind all these wasted years, and I thought I was so wise. And part, and with one touch, you just rolled away the stone that held my heart. And now I see that the answer was as easy as just asking you in. And I am so sure I could never doubt your gentle touch again. It's like the power of the wind.
Mike Harold and the Tasmanian band Wild Honey with a cover version of Foolish Dreamer, and we had Anna Parton with her hit Beautiful. Well, it's 17 to 9, and it's now time for our Christians All Made a Difference, and the person we're looking at today is Ayrton Senna, the racing car driver. There has been no more charismatic Formula One racing driver than Ayrton Senna. There has been no faster Formula One racing driver than Ayrton Senna. He's been called a racing genius. Senna's peers rate him number one. He was a Brazilian racing driver who took motor racing by storm and won an amazing 3 Formula One World Championships. In 1988, 1990, and 1991. He died in 1994 at age 34 at the San Marino Grand Prix due to steering equipment failure. He was a devout Christian and said once, "There is no end to the knowledge that you can get, or the understanding or the peace by going deeper and deeper. I pray regularly, not because it's a habit, but because it has innovated my life." He often read the Bible on long flights from Brazil to Europe. Senna took his religion into the Formula One cockpit with him and achieved amazing results with God's help. Ayrton Senna was born in 1960 in São Paulo in Brazil and was brought up a Catholic Christian. His family was well off.
It beggars belief in view of what he later achieved, but he suffered from poor motor coordination as a young child. At age 7, he learned to drive the family jeep around his family's farm and could change gears without using the clutch. He entered go-karting competition at age 13 and was runner-up in the karting world championships in 1979 and 1980 at age 20. He moved to open wheel racing and won the British Formula 3 championship in 1983. He made his Formula 1 debut with Tolman in 1984 before moving to Lotus the following year and winning 6 Grand Prix over the next 3 seasons, a sign of things to come. In 1988, he joined Frenchman Alain Prost at McLaren and used Honda engines. It was in 1988 at Monaco that Senna realised God had given him a special gift and was helping him. He was doing practice laps an amazing 2 seconds faster than the world champion Alain Prost. He later said, "Suddenly I realised that I was no longer driving consciously, and I was kind of driving by instinct only. I was in a different dimension. I was so over the limit, but still able to go even more. I realised that I was in a very different atmosphere. I was well beyond my conscious understanding." In 1988, Senna claimed his first world championship, beating Alain Prost. He won his second and third championships in 1990 and 1991. He said of his winning race in Sao Paulo in 1991, "God gave me this victory. It couldn't be any other way, because he is greater than all." Senna was known for his amazing qualifying lap times, and he set a record for number of pole positions achieved. He was also known for his amazing wet weather performance. His fateful race in 1994 was on a Sunday. The Friday before, his friend Rubens Barrichello crashed badly, but was unhurt. The day before his race, another racing car driver, Roland Ratzenberger, was killed, the first death Senna had seen in Formula One. He was very concerned about safety issues and no one knew whether he would race on the Sunday. His sister Vivian later reported, "On that final morning, he woke and opened his Bible and read a text that he would receive the greatest gift of all, which was God himself." He did race on that fateful day. At his death, the Brazilian government announced 3 days of national mourning. His funeral attracted 3 million mourners. A couple of months after his death, the Brazilian football team won the Soccer World Cup and dedicated their win to the great racer. As a Formula One racing driver, he was ruthless, as such drivers have to be, yet off the track he was a generous man. He gave away millions of his earnings to charities and to the poor children of Brazil. At the time of his death, he and his sister had been planning a new charity for poor children to give them better chances in life. That charity, Instituto Ayrton Senna, has since been established in his honour. On one occasion, he abandoned a race to help a fellow driver out of his crash vehicle. Senna said, "I try hard as I can, to understand life through God, and that means every day of my life, not only when I'm home, but when I'm doing my work too." Ayrton Senna was a Christian who, with God's help, made a difference.
heart, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. And you opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
That was Tim Hughes with Beautiful One. And that brings us to the end of Songs of Hope for another week. We'll be back next week, and we'll put all our segments up on the internet on the Southern FM website, southernfm.com.au, so you can rehear some of these stories and prayers and hymns and songs. But we'll go out now with Hillsong and It Is You.
Cheers.